Thanksgiving is one of the hottest times for people to break up. Right after Thanksgiving, people break up. It's just one of the hottest times. Let's welcome Katie to the show. Katie is on The Voice Disguiser. She doesn't want people in Tampa Bay to know who she is, and I think that's cool. But, Katie, you just got out of a breakup just the day after Thanksgiving, something like that?
Yeah, well, we actually broke up on Thanksgiving. Or I broke up with him on Thanksgiving, and then we really officially ended it the day after Thanksgiving. But I was going to go visit his parents with him for the holiday and have Thanksgiving dinner. And beforehand, we went to his place and we're getting ready and heading over to his parents. And he said, you know, anything else you need? I ran into the spare bathroom just to use the bathroom and change and get ready. And there was other women's, like, makeup and some hair supply, the curling iron and hairspray. And when I walked back out and said, hey, whose stuff is this? He basically admitted to me that he was dating someone else. And he and I had been dating for about 6 months also, and I had no idea.
I'm kind of, like, conflicted here because he didn't even, like, why did he leave the makeup there? Like, did he want you to find out?
No, I don't think he even knew that she left it there.
It was, like, the kind of thing that he was so shocked, like, he didn't even have time to lie, right? He was like, yeah, I'm seeing someone.
No, he didn't. He just kind of was, you know, he ho-hummed about it a little bit and said, well, I'm taking you to meet my parents, so that's more important, and you mean more to me than her, and... You know, he went on and on about it. But I said, I'm not going to sit with your family and have a nice Thanksgiving dinner knowing you're dating someone else who clearly was in his apartment, you know, recently. So I ended up leaving and walked out on him on Thanksgiving.
So you leave, and then what happens the next day?
The next day I got an apology phone call, and he said he was sorry and wanted to get back together, and she's not in the picture, and... but I just left it at that, and I said, sorry, I don't think this is going to work out.
Well, I'm gonna blame it. Hang on a second, Katie. Hang on 1 second here. Man, I don't... She's taking it remarkably well. We got some text.
I know.
Some text messages came in, and I was like, well, at least she sounds like she's bounced off from that. I'm like, yeah, sounds like she's all right. Who just broke up after Thanksgiving? It's such a stress. I don't know why... And everyone's like, yeah, I already know. Like, I know that's when most people break up. I'm like, really? Where have I been forever? Because I have no idea. That seems like the most uncomfortable time to ever break up with somebody around the holidays. You know, 800-992-1099. Who just broke up with somebody? You have a story like that for Katie, who did not get to go and eat. Whoa. She's not there. I asked her what she ate for Thanksgiving. Where she forgot to ask her. She was going to have the dinner, and then she didn't have the dinner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Call us now. Stacey's on, and you just got out of something, Stacey.
So I was with this guy for about 3 years. I went to my parents for a few days. Find out, I come back, he has girl stuff in my house. Yeah, it's been a bad time, and he said he wants to work things out, but have a girl with her in this picture, and it's so messy. It's heartbreaking. It's horrible. Like, how do you do that to someone when you create a family? It's crazy.
You said you found girl stuff. Like, what kind of stuff did you find in the house?
Like, her bag.
Yeah, I just don't get, like, why would... Was it an accident? Or, I mean, was he sort of... He didn't care if he found it? Or, I mean, it just seems weird, you know?
I know, exactly. And no, said, yeah, this is what happened, you know. We were just talking as friends, and Dylan was over. I don't know. Crazy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.